So I guess just some general thoughts on the improvements that Ryan Tannehill has made this season.
I think he's playing a little bit faster. His play speed is better. I think his decision making has improved, and he's probably made a few, we haven't really gone back necessarily studied, but I think he's made maybe a few more plays with his feet, be it scrambling or other ways, and he's done a probably a better job throwing the ball on the move this year as well.
Joe, Rich Garvin from the Worcester Telegram, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. You guys are 4-2 in your last six, and you seem to be at a point in the season where things could have went in a different direction. What would you attribute the turnaround, so to speak, to be?
That's a good group of men. I mean, we got an excellent locker room. They're hardworking guys. They're very professional, and there's a good chemistry on the team, a good feel on the team. They like competing, and they've just kind of kept their mouths closed and gone to work. And we've seen some improvements. Still got a long way to go. A lot of things to correct, but I like the way they work.
Do you feel like at this stage of the season, it's really a knockout stage where each week you just can't afford at this stage to take a step back?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, December football is, it's time to start playing your best football of the year in the month of December. I mean, as we said to the team, there's nothing to wait for. I mean, if you're not going to play your best football this time of the year in the position we're in, what are you waiting for? Because there's not going to be any other times. So, I think there's a sense of urgency to play our best football, and we want to see ourselves improve and continue to get better and better each and every week.
I know that coaches, a lot of stats are meaningless to you guys, but offensively you did set season highs last week for yards and points and in difficult conditions on the road. Is that perhaps an indicator that things are heading they have been heading in the right direction with your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy, the thing we noticed the last couple of weeks is we've just made more plays. I think we've broken more tackles. You look at some of the plays that we've run, it's not necessarily that we've reinvented the wheel and we're out there tricking everybody, but we, our guys have broken some tackles and finished some plays, and we've had a couple explosive runs. I mean, 45, 50-yard type runs. So, I mean, when we watch the film of them, they're plays we've been running for a while. They're not really brand new things, but we're executing a little bit better, and some guys are making some people miss, and that's kind of been a big part of it.
Hey Joe, immediately before you played the Patriots, you went out and got McKinney, made a change at left tackle, and then of course in the immediate aftermath lost two offensive linemen over the next couple of weeks with Incognito and Martin. The offensive line has been put together by Jim Turner of late. How impressed are you with the way they have come together? And how much of a difference maker has that been for Ryan, especially the last couple of weeks?
Well, Jim's done a very good job with that group, and they've certainly taken their share of heat around here, and they're kind of like everybody, as I described, our whole football team. I mean, these guys, they're not overly concerned about what other people say or think about them. They've come in the building every day and worked hard and worked together. As you guys know, the offensive line, it's really it's not the individuals that count. It's how well those five guys work together. And we've started to see a mesh of those guys executing better as of late.
What does it say about a guy like Sam Brenner that he comes in completely unknown and has played really well over the past few weeks?
Well, we noticed him. He's been with us for a while. I mean, he's been with us since the off-season program, and he's kind of quietly gotten better and better and better. And so, as you guys would imagine, the early part of the season, he's kind of running the scout team and the look team of the upcoming opponent. And he's a guy we just kind of had our eye on, and then you'd watch one-on-one pass rush, and he'd be doing a good job against some of our better guys. And then, circumstances were such that we threw him in a game, and he did pretty well there too. So, yeah, he's making a good contribution.
Joe, this weekend you take on a team in the Patriots who, of course, have had their share of injuries, most recently Gronkowski. In preparing for what could be, I guess, the unexpected, how do you face that challenge with going up against New England and traditionally their resourcefulness to use the players that they have and overcome the players they don't have?
Well, I think you kind of hit it on the head. I mean, they have an excellent coaching staff there, and those guys, I think, you know, job number one in the National Football League as a coach is to utilize your personnel in the best manner possible, and I think when you sign up for a coaching job, you understand that sometimes your personnel changes. You may not want it to, but it does, and you have to credit, you know, Coach Belichick and his offensive staff. I mean, they've been able to function effectively. You know, I can't remember what game, you know, 87 came back in, but they were still a good offense before. They were obviously good with him, and I'm sure they're going to be good again. They just do a nice job utilizing the pieces that they have. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, play our best game of the year and play a complete game against these guys. I mean, I think if last week's game proved anything, if you're going to play the New England Patriots, you have to play from the first play to the very last play, and you can't let up for one play against those guys.
What does it say about Charles Clay, and what would you attribute his growth this year to?
Well, I think Dan Campbell, our tight end coach, has done a very good job, and Mike Sherman, our coordinator, has done a good job in utilizing him in the plan. And this is a guy that, you know, I think in coaching you love to see guys that, again, come into the building, act professionally, work their tail off, are humble, you know, hardworking guys. You love to see those kind of guys have success. They don't take a lot of credit. They just go out and play hard. And, you know, he's really having a very, very productive year.
Joe, I know, kind of off the game type question here, but we obviously know you have a number of guys from Massachusetts on your staff, and probably one of the longest relationships you've had is with Ken O'Keefe, and I was wondering if you could kind of summarize, since we don't have all day, what he's meant to you personally and professionally.
Well, it's hard to put that into words. I mean, you know, you're going back to 1979. That's a long time ago, almost 35 years. You know, I think Ken's one of the finest leader of young men and men that I've ever been around. He's just an excellent football coach, and you know, his wife Joanne, who taught at Worcester Academy as well. I mean, Ken, he's just a first class individual, and very, very fortunate to have him down here on our staff in Miami.
Do you think you'd be where you are today if you hadn't run into him?
Definitely not, no. Absolutely, positively not.
I should know the answer to this, but were you going to go into coaching before you met him?
Probably not. You know, that was a very impactful year. And, you know, obviously Mike Sherman is with us as well. Mike was at Worcester Academy that year, as was Kirk Ferentz, the head coach of the University of Iowa. I was, you know, very, very lucky that, you know, just to be around those three men at a, you know, a time where, you know, you can get influenced. And that's one of the, you know, and the goal was never to be, you know, the coach of the Miami Dolphins. The goal was to be like those guys, guys that understood that you get into coaching to make a difference and make a positive impact on the people that you work with on a daily basis. And so to have that as a starting point and a reference point for my career in coaching, I mean, you just couldn't learn from better individuals than that.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Joe.
All right, guys, you guys take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.